It is the 16th century. From all over Europe, great ships sail west to conquer the New World, the Americas. The men eager to seek their fortune, to find new adventures in new lands. They long to cross uncharted seas and discover unknown countries, to find secret gold on a mountain trail high in the Andes. They dream of following the path of the setting sun that leads to El Dorado and the mysterious cities of gold.
You are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilby here with you. First, I'd like to thank Mott Boy for filling in for me last week and for the week before. If anyone has wondered, I've been away due to the death of my brother, Barry. I think Mott Boy did a great job filling in for me, and also that the Rob Zombie album last week did quite well for the Halloween special, which I wouldn't have thought of, but that's because I'm an idiot. And before anyone asks, I agree that Ravage, in fact, did not speak. I feel that the voice was Ravage through proxy only. Sort of how Stephen Hawking speaks through his little box in a very, very basic fashion, but that's just me. If you want to, you can still listen to last week's show and decide for yourself. There's a poll on the homepage that I was too lazy to take down. And on next week, too, we will be having the presidential election wrap-up. Who will be the next president of the United States? You. Those of you who are American citizens of age 18 or older can decide. Will it be Optimus Prime or Galvatron or George W. Bush and Al Gore? They're running, too, I heard. And let's not forget about Brown, Nader, Buchanan, Hagland, and my Uncle Ralph. And thanks to Jay Dale for spearheading this whole thing, too. I'd like to point you guys to the new and improved Cold Hard Slag version 3.0 at www.coldhardslag.com. Why do I mention Cold Hard Slag so much? Because they roll, plain and simple. And also, I want to point you out to www.attwhoswho.com. That is www.attwhoswho.com. J. Dale's, or Unicron Spawn, as I refuse to refer to him as, a list of trans fans on ATT. You can add yourself today. And I've always thought that that was a great thing, even before I got to know J. Dale. I've always thought that was handy. And, you know, there's not much else to go over except for a little outburst that I had on ATT this week. For those of you who read alt.toys.transformers, the news group, you may have saw something that I posted, which can only be described as a flame. And for those of you who did see it, didn't you think it was about time? Or weren't you disappointed in me, rather? Sure you were. You know, but I'm not a bit sorry. I feel great about it, actually. I probably shouldn't bring this up, but I am anyway, because I can. This is my venue for stuff, and I need to fill time. You know, but at one level on this whole thing, the person I flamed is a troll, and nothing but. He doesn't mean to troll the group, but he does. Your interpretation as to why he does it is up to you. On another level, though, He's a regular poster to the group and deserved a less public reminder that he's acting like an idiot. But, you know, I did a very public reminder. It's caused the mood I was in. And if the group was a little bit more usable, I might have emailed him, but I think everybody needs a reminder that this is not a chat room, that it isn't a gathering for social purposes, it's to discuss Transformers. But I know I've beaten that horse to death, so it's time to bury him. Let's see here. Also, I need to get to the show, don't I? There's not much on the show this week. I'm building up material for the big one-year RFC anniversary show just a little bit over a year ago. The first RFC went on the air, and it was taken down. My test audience, Jason Tron, for those of you who remember him, described it as 9 minutes of his life that he wished that he could have back. A month later, the first official RFC was on the air. And we're celebrating RFC's one-year anniversary on the 19th of this month, November 2000, roughly a year and 4 days after the original broadcast. Hopefully on that show we'll have the next part of the Transformers the Movie parody, and that's hopefully remind you. And also we'll have all sorts of other wacky things, and if I can, I'll get an interview in for it. And coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we'll get into the ATT Buzz.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and I'm back. After, 3 weeks of no buzz, of not hearing my beautiful, sexy voice on the net, I'm back. And let me just say something. After 3 weeks, you'd think that I could talk for hours about all the exciting Transformer news that happened on ATT and in the Transformer community. And let me tell you something. Right now, nothing happened. I've been gone for 3 weeks. I've been keeping up with ATT off and on, or at least once every 2 days, checking out the news group, at the very least, usually at least once a day, and nothing happened. Nothing. Not a thing. No news on Transtech Transformers. Nothing of note about the cartoon. It keeps rumbling along. It's almost over. Thank God for me. After Beast Machines, the cartoon itself, the season, the series is over in a few weeks. I think it'll be interesting to see if anybody really cared. In the end, I mean, about a year ago, when Beast Machine started, you remember the first season, you remember how ATT blew up over all the changes made to their favorite characters, over the organic versus techno stuff, the all-or-nothing mentality of Beast Machines, the unavoidable ending that it's going to come to at the end of the series. You remember all that commotion, all the flames. Well, over the past year, in the second season, it's been pretty apathetic. I mean, it seems that most people don't care. If you don't like Beast Machines, good. If you do like it, great. But either way, nobody talks about it on ATT. Now, seeing as far as nothing happened on ATT proper as far as Transformer news, I guess this ATT buzz will be about my own experiences with toys in the past 3 weeks and some of the other things that have happened outside of ATT itself, like the almost good news about Noble Savage being released, the Beast Machine Deluxe toy being released a little bit early on eToys. They had it up as far as in-stock items go, but it looks like, as usual, those online stores are clueless, and they sent everybody, not Noble, they sent a Skydive or whatever Deluxe Beast Machine toy they had on hand to the unsuspecting buyers. Now, this is the second time this has happened that I can remember. The first time it happened was in the Beast Wars days with Transmetal 2 Black Arachnia being labeled as Beast Machines Black Arachnia. Little difference there. Although, I would say in the long run, if you're looking as far as investments and turning Transformers into cash, you came out pretty sweet on that deal because you got a $15 toy for $10 and if you look at the prices for Transmetal 2 Black Arachnia nowadays, it's a lot more than $15. Now, I'm talking about eBay, and speaking of eBay over the last couple weeks, I have gotten into Generation 2. Yeah, baby! It's not something I figured I'd ever collect, honestly. Generation 2, always kind of flew underneath my radar. I remember when I was a kid, and I'm sure this happened to a lot of kids, especially early on. When Generation 2 started, it was hot. It was big time popular. And I don't think Hasbro was prepared for that kind of surge in demand on the initial outset. I remember, as a kid, seeing the commercial for Generation 2 and thinking, wow, that's cool. I remember Transformers, even if it only was a few years ago, it was just long enough a gap to make the Transformer name pretty much new again, almost a little bit of nostalgia from earlier in your childhood, even though you were still a kid, or I was. And I remember seeing the commercial, the CGI commercials, and thinking, wow, that's cool, and how much I wanted another set of Constructicons, because I'd always liked those as a kid, and hey, here they're back. I want them again. So I went to Kmart, I looked around, and I saw the pegs that said Constructicons, and guess what? They were bare-ass empty. Sold out. Finito. Gone in minutes. And it took me a couple weeks to finally track down those G2 Constructicons, but by the time I had done that, I was so burned out on the actual search, I was pretty much done with Generation 2, and I forgot it. The Generation 2 Constructicons were the only G2 toys I ever bought. And I think it was because of the frustration I had over trying to hunt them down. Kids don't like to hunt toys down particularly much. To a point, yeah, it's kind of fun looking for a toy at a couple of toy stores, but if it takes more than, say, one weekend to find a toy, you get pretty pissed. Collectors get ticked off at that, and you better believe that a fickle kid, if they can't find it within 48 hours, it's gone. It's out of their head. They're on to a new subject, a new toy. That's the way it was with me. So I always kind of had that negative connotation in my mind about Generation 2 until I hit that rut. I finished collecting pretty much all of Car Robots. Car Robots is over right now, let's face it. And the only thing left for Car Robots, for me at least, is that Clear God Fire Convoy gift set. And I've already pre-ordered that and prepaid, so that's gone. That's out of the way. That's out of my mind. And I don't collect Beast Machines. I've already detailed why in the past. It's just not my thing. I'm not against it inherently. It just ain't my thing, boys. So, I had this rut. Nothing to collect. No new toys coming in. And I got to thinking, you know, Generation 2 is kind of neat. It's got a lot of toys from G1 that I like, that eventually I am going to buy the G1 versions, but I don't feel like spending $450 for a Jazz now, or $350 for a Mitten Box Sideswipe now. But for $50 or less, a lot less, you can get a sealed G2 Sideswipe, you can get a sealed G2 Inferno, you can get a set of sealed Combaticons, although they do glow in the dark with their neon colors, but it ain't that bad. I love the Combaticons no matter what. I love those molds. Dig it, baby. And I can get some new toys that I've always heard good things about, that I've always been intrigued about, like the Laser Cycles, the Hero Megatron, the Hero Optimus Prime, all those kind of things. Those toys that I've been intrigued about, I've heard about, but I've never really bothered to take a look at. Now, since I'm into G2, I can get those. I can start a new collection. It's jumping into a whole new world. And I gotta say, I like what I see. Like I said, the Constructicons glow in the dark. The G2 Constructicons are neon from head to toe. I mean, they're screaming early 90s when the neon craze hit. But I like it. I actually think it works. I mean, the paint job is so psychedelic, and at least it is consistent. They're all done in camo. It works. I mean, I have them all right now except for Vortex, so I can't make Bruticus. But I see his pictures. I look at all the other Combaticons, and I like them. They match each other. I haven't opened any of my G2 toys yet, but I've got them sitting in front of me. And as far as G2 Megs goes, at first, when I first thought of the tank Megatron mold, I didn't like it. But over the past few years, I have grown to really want it, because I do like that tank design. Sure, it's G1. It's screaming block. It's a brick. No movement. No posability, as far as I can tell, relative to Beast Wars and Beast Machines, of course, but I do like the look of it. I like the Combaticon Brawl. I like the look of the Megatron tank. I think it's kind of spiffy. It's not Megatron, really, to me, but it's close. It's a war machine. So it's better than, say, Megatron or the leader of the Decepticons or Destrons as a three dinosaur combiner like Magmatron, who I do have, and it looks like most people are getting him through Target, and they like him for $20. Now, I paid over $30 for mine in a Versus pack for Neo Toy, and I like him all right. The only problem I have with him is he's kind of useless. I mean, he's a brick. I don't mind bricks as long as they can strike a halfway decent pose. I mean, there are Transformers that are poseable and playable. He's neither. You can't play with him because he's a brick. But by the same token, you can't even pose him because his arms can't be positioned right. His legs don't move. His head doesn't move. He doesn't even have a neck. I mean, that's like prerequisite. That's easy. The Combaticon Onslaught has a neck. Magmatron doesn't. And Brave Maximus doesn't. That's pathetic. I mean, Brave Maximus, the Fortress Maximus mold, doesn't have a neck. He's 12 years old. Magmatron is, what, 2 years old? He doesn't have a neck. He doesn't have any joints whatsoever except for a couple of hips that twist one way, not even realistically, and you can't pose him because his knees and his ankles don't have joints. He's got shoulders that move, kinda, but the kibble gets in the way. He's just a wreck. And finally, to wrap up the buzz this week, to get off the toy rant for a while, there was a small discussion. No thread in particular, but more or less a tone this past week about just how big is the trans fan community right now, because right now ATT is a mess more than ever, and it's not really a bad thing or a good thing. It's nobody's fault in particular. There's nothing you can really pin it on. It's just the fact that right now ATT is huge in that there are more fringe fans on ATT right now than ever before. There are fans that post that really don't know much about the history of Transformers, that pre-1996, 1997, they weren't in this at all. They don't know anything about the toys really at all. They just know what's on TV right now. They know some of the toys that are on right now. They probably don't buy many of the toys that are released here, let alone Japanese toys, let alone know just how big and expansive the Transformers have been. They don't really have that level of reverence towards the line or Hasbro or Takara like they should. Like it or love it, you should have respect for those two toy companies and everybody who's contributed to the Transformer line because of what they've done, what they've given us. But they don't have that kind of reverence simply because they are fringe fans. They haven't been around. They haven't invested themselves in the fandom to the degree many of us have. And the question arose, how many trans fans are off ATT? How many trans fans are around the world? And some numbers were thrown around, 5,000, 10,000, I think not. I think 5,000 is pushing it too, honestly, because I say this, I don't know where to draw the line about being a Transformer fan. If you are on ATT, if you are aware of ATT, chances are that at least after an extended amount of time, you will get in your head, you will get in your mind's eye a pretty good picture of just how big the Transformers fandom is online, and the fact that there is a pretty strong core of fans that are dedicated, that are motivated, that do a lot for the line itself. Much like Star Trek fans, much like any other collectible nostalgic hobbyists, we're quite powerful, we're quite mobile. We have a yearly convention that's run by fans, was originated by fans. Most people, I would say now on ATT, the vast majority of people on ATT aren't aware of that kind of thing. And even if they are, it's not a priority. They're here just to be here. And I wouldn't call that a trans fan. And I've detailed my thoughts on that before. Now, the real issue is how many fans are there, period, that you would consider not necessarily a trans fan, but a fan of Transformers, people that don't post to ATT, that might have limited online communication, that might be trans fans in the fact that they collect the toys, they follow the toy line, they're just not online. And I would say 5,000 tops at the most. And as an aside, I really don't think BotCon's going to get that much bigger. This year was about 1,500 people. I can't see it getting past 200 people ever, honestly. I just think that's the nature of this hobby. It's too expensive. It's too fickle. I think right now that hot Transformer is in fad that we had for the past, 7 months or so is dying. It's almost out. I would be surprised if we had more people at next BotCon than they had at this year's BotCon. I would be surprised if we had the same amount of people. If we pull 1,500 people next year, I'll be surprised. Frankly, I'm looking at 1,200 to 1,300 people because Transformers, by its nature, I think, is a hardcore hobby. If you don't have the money to spend on BotCon, you ain't going. And when I say you got the money to spend, you're going to have a couple hundred dollars at least to go, let alone extra cash to make it worth your while in the dealer room, in the exclusives department, in the just recreation. You bring $200 to BotCon and you're living on bare minimum. It's going to be hard to really make it an enjoyable, real memorable experience. You can get past it because it costs around $200 to get to BotCon. If you have $200 to spare, that means you've invested $400 in this convention. You have to like Transformers a lot. And I don't think that there are that many consistent fans around that can afford to be trans fans. So to all those hardcore fans out there, I salute you. I'm part of you. To all those fringe fans, don't feel so bad. You know, just posting on ATT, making yourself known, being competent on ATT, posting useful, constructive posts, being a part of the fandom in some positive manner is all that matters. Just keep that in mind. And that's the ATT Buzz. I'm John DeLuna. See you next week, hopefully.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the best in Transformers on the Internet.
And you know what? That's pretty much it for Radio Free Cybertron this week. Went by fast, didn't it? Well, you know, that's not exactly the end of the show. I also have the song currently stuck in my head. You know how you get songs stuck in your head? I'm the absolute worst person for it. And to alleviate it, I generally listen to the song and pretty much I'm over it. But for those of you who also have that, hopefully this will get stuck in your head and you'll have to listen to the show again. Wondering what the song is? Here it is, Alice Cooper and Poison. I'll be back next week after a lot of work on the new show and a lot of hours on my new PlayStation 2. See ya.
gone.